You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The ideal ratio of students to school counselors is 250 to 1. The ratio in Michigan high schools these days, how about 500 to 1? In some schools, it's around 750 students to one counselor. That shortage is hurting our kids as they try to navigate the process of applying for and getting into some kind of post-secondary education. Brandy Johnson is Executive Director of the Michigan College Access Network. Brandy, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Your group's mission is all about getting as many students as possible out of high school and into what exactly after they graduate?
Into a post-secondary educational opportunity, whether that be a traditional bachelor's degree, an applied associate degree, or a certificate program in a field like the skilled trades.
Well, as we said, the ideal ratio is one school counselor for every 250 students. But talk to me about the difference between school counselors, guidance counselors, and college counselors or advisors.
Yeah, the familial guidance counselor has really rebranded as a school counselor, and school counselors help students through a number of areas, both social, emotional, and personal counseling, academic counseling, career counseling, which is often goes hand in hand with post-secondary planning and college coaching. So high school counselors really are the front lines helping students make the transition from secondary to post-secondary education. We've seen high schools, and we run a program that provides additional support staff to high schools in the form of college advisors. They supplement the school counselors by being laser focused on this post-secondary planning and college coaching areas, while still having the counselors to provide more expertise and guidance, as well as that critical support in social, emotional, and personal counseling.
So what schools tend to have the highest number of counselors and college advisors, and which ones tend to have the fewest?
So traditionally, affluent suburban schools and private and parochial schools have additional counselors, including some that are specially trained in college counseling on staff. Where we see an absence of counselors altogether are in very, very rural communities. We've seen high schools in the Thumb and in northern Michigan where budget cuts have just forced them to completely have any school counselors, which is really unacceptable, but also not against the law to not have a counselor in your high school. Where we see more counselors are in urban schools, but with ratios that are just totally out of whack. So you'll maybe see one or two high school counselors in a school that serves 1,000 students.
So when it comes time for those juniors to be getting ready for college visits or seniors doing their applications, I'm just remembering my own kids' process. I can't even imagine how people are getting helped.
Yeah, and that's where the advisors really play a great role as a supplement to the school counselors. While the school counselor can set the macro big picture strategy for college counseling in their high schools and then work on very specific high need cases of students, the advisors actually have the time, the capacity, and the expertise to work directly one-on-one on some of those nitty-gritty logistical hurdles that students need to take. Perhaps they're retaking the SAT, doing a campus visit or meeting with a college recruiter, getting their applications in, even qualifying for fee waivers for college applications, completing the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. Those nitty-gritty, often it looks like paperwork. That's where the advisors can play a really critical role supplementing school counselors.
What does this shortage mean for students?
It means that they don't have the opportunity to really talk thoughtfully about their post-secondary plans. When there's a shortage of school counselors, the students that get seen are the ones that are in a really acute crisis or the really overachieving students that are knocking on the counselor's door saying, did you fill out this letter of recommendation for me, or I need help with this specific college application. But then there's these huge swaths of students that fall in the middle that don't get the sometimes very small supports that they need to get that boost from a transition into college that is rooted in their career goals.
What do you think has to happen, Brandy, to get more school counselors and college advisors into our high schools? And what's at stake if we don't?
So what is needed is an investment of state funding supporting school counselors. And I'm really pleased to say that in Governor Snyder's recent Marshall Plan announcement, there is some funds set aside for career navigators, which actually could take the form of either. A school could, if passed by the legislature, apply for and get a grant to hire a person to work on college and career readiness. And this person could be a school counselor or a college advisor. Both would be beneficial, or either would be beneficial to the high school. We've seen an analogous program in Colorado that has invested about $10 million annually in hiring new school counselors in their middle and high schools, and they have seen a significant reduction in dropout. They've seen an increase in high school graduation rate on time, an increase in participation in dual enrollment courses and career technical education courses, and an increase in college enrollment. So an infusion of state funds to help incent high schools to hire school counselors is really what is needed. And then also education of principals and superintendents, the administrators that run the school. They would be well served if they were able to hire more school counselors in their buildings, and also make sure those school counselors are spending their time doing counseling duties, not spending their time doing scheduling or discipline, but really have the vast majority of their time focused on serving students and working with them one-on-one and in small groups to help improve their future goals.
A good call to pay attention to the number of school counselors and college advisors in Michigan high schools. Brandy Johnson, Executive Director of the Michigan College Access Network. Brandy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And a quick update. The House Education Budget Committee yesterday reduced the amount Governor Snyder proposed for his Marshall Plan for Talent. That includes $10.1 million intended to help school districts hire career navigators like school counselors and college advisors. But Brandy Johnson says she's still hopeful the funding will make its way back into the budget before it's all finalized. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.